On a balmy Sunday afternoon earlier this fall, the octagonal Crestwood home of Retro Inferno owner Rod Parks has been transformed into a performance space. About 36 people are gathered for the launch of The Monocle, a collaborative multitasking ensemble of Kansas City actors, singers, composers, and producers whose collective talents will be seen in original productions or at private functions patrons can, in a sense, special order, says one of The Monocle's co-founders, Christian Henkel.
Our intention is to create new works of art, but also to create entertainment packages for private clients. And we're going to work with events planners, weddings, whatever it might be. But we will work directly with them to come up with interesting themes and script out entertainment for their events.
So it's like they're commissioning you.
Right. It can be original or it can be classics. So we have this deep backgrounds into all of these different various types of music. And so we will script events and do these events for people. And then the idea is to use the money from that to fuel our original productions.
The Monocle also consists of operatic tenor Nathan Graner, actor and director Katie Gilchrist, and the eclectic singer Shay Estes. Gilchrist explains what drew her to such a collaboration.
I think any time that a group of people who are creatively like-minded or who have a desire to bring something to the city, I, of course, then get very excited about that notion. And so what brought me to the idea of The Monocle was the idea that what we are doing can then perpetuate other work for other people. Calling upon other artists that we know have incredibly high standards and do very, very good work to fulfill, say, a call from a client that would want us, you know, like, we just want like a small jazz event. Could you provide us with a trio? And we can do that. Or somebody wants The Monocle to come in and sing 2 hours of a musical theater review. We can do that too.
Mid-party, the members of The Monocle give a little taste, seasoned with bossa nova, of what they might offer. Shay Estes, who's known around town as a jazz singer, adds that The Monocle will allow her to step outside those artistic boundaries that she and her fans may have defined too narrowly.
It sort of gives us the opportunity to learn from each other about each other's primary art forms, as well as it does to sort of exercise and flex some muscles that we maybe don't normally get to use on a regular basis. I have a tendency as a jazz musician to feel more inclined to suppress my more theatrical tendencies. What it really will be is a means to an end. Not really an agency, not really like a label, but just a means to an end that carries with the name a standard for performance, a standard for professionalism, a standard for impressiveness that people will be able to trust as we develop, and it will take years to fully flesh out.
The Monocle publicly reveals itself this weekend with a performance of an original script called The Orphan's Feast, described as a holiday zombie play with music. Steve Walker, KCUR News.